Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Pell Miro though with 200 to go. He's four in front in the three wide, but he's got his Stuart Briley. Cats Fun wants back to back. He's trying his life out. Then further back to Via Savoia, but Pell Miro kept going. He's going to do it from start to finish, Pell Miro. Three lengths the favourite wins the Briley.
Oh, that was Steve Pateman winning on Palmiro, the Briley in 2014. The champion jockey Steve Pateman joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. He's won two Brileys, two Grand Annuals and three Gallywoods. And this year it's a special Warrnambool Carnival because he's also training. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks.
You must be get a special excitement every time you come to the Bull for this three-day carnival.
Yeah, definitely. It's our biggest meeting by far. And then the Grand Annual is such a special race. And it's a big week leading up to it, and looking forward to finally being here.
How different is this week for you, though, because you're also training? You've got a couple of runners. Does it make it a lot more busier for you?
Yeah, definitely a lot more busier, but a lot more less time in the sauna, I suppose, so that's better. we're really enjoying the training, and we're excited to have our first runner over jumps.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I read a lovely article from Matty Stewart this morning in the Herald Sun about you and what training has done for you. And you think that training has pretty much given you a new lease on life.
Yeah, definitely. It saved my career, no doubt. Yeah.
And why is that, Steve?
Oh, well, I was riding track work for different people for probably 16, 17 years, and I got sick of it. And we bought the property in Bowen Heads and got the trainer's license, and it's just... kept me busier during the day and a lot happier, and building a new business, so it's going to extend my riding career for sure.
You are renowned as one of the best jumps jockeys we've seen, and Warrnambool is a unique circuit, especially the Grand Annual. What's the secret to riding the bull well?
Riding it is one thing, but also having a horse that's good around the circuit is another. I think every horse has to be ridden different, but just getting a good spot and saving ground and probably being patient, believe it or not, in that circuit. You can easily get going too early and there's a long run from the last.
What's your favourite bull moment?
The year that I had five winners from six rides was, and my first Grand Annual when Alderhood won, so that was my favourite.
Pretty hard to top.
Yeah, so that was a great year, memorable one, and very hard to do again.
Well, you might have a new memorable moment this year if you can ride and train a winner. It may only be a maiden hurdle, but gee, that would be a feather in the cap. And that's your second ride today, and that's Unabashed, who is related to the great Bash Boy.
Yeah, he's thrown a bit of Bash Boy jumping ability. He's more of a steeplechasing type, and it's a hard maiden hurdle. But we're really happy with him and excited about what he can do today.
So for you, how much more satisfaction do you get when you're training them as well? Because your record is quite remarkable since taking out your dual trainers' riders' license. You've had 11 runners for two wins and five placings.
Yeah, it's going great. And big thanks to Jess Barton, my partner, who's a professional show jump rider. And so just looking from a distance, the management of performance horses like show jump is probably more difficult than race horses. So she's really helping me in that regard, and we've got a dozen sound, happy horses, so we're wrapped with the way they're going.
Do you think you can kick things off on the winning night for punters today with a favourite Bonfire in the first? We spoke to Gay earlier in the day, and she's confident, as she always is, about Bonfire, but it won a trial impressively. What did you make of the trial?
Yeah, he jumped great. He's a beautiful horse, like a lovely type. He seems to really enjoy jumping. You know, if it was just a regular maiden hurdle, I would say he's a good pick. But there's a couple in it that are got to be respected because, you know, Warrnambool maiden hurdles are the hardest of the year. But I'm rapt to be riding him. He's going to be mighty hard to beat for sure.
Well, you get to see all of the trials and no doubt ride in them. What do you make of the main danger in the first, which is Hal Soriano?
Yeah, he looks to be driving well too. And, you know, Weir and Johnny Allen at this meeting have to be respected. I think Refractory's out. He would have been hard to beat. So, yeah, that's the main one.
And then the big one of the day is the Briley. You're looking for your third. You're on the favourite, ZM. Comes off the Vondusa, looking for a hat-trick. Patrick Payne's a genius when it comes to training these jumpers and getting them right on the day. What do you make of ZM's chances today?
Yeah, he's obviously a great chance because he's so good around the circuit, as he was two starts ago. It's the hardest race he's run in all year, but I think he's nicely waited for it, and he seems to be so well after schooling him last Wednesday, so I wouldn't swap him for any others, and I'm excited to ride him because he's a fun horse to ride.
Well, I was interested to read Patrick Payne the other day. He did pour a little bit of cold water, as he said, this is the hardest race he's met, and he thought that maybe the good ones are coming in now, and he's got away with a few wins earlier in the season. Who do you think is going to be the hardest to beat?
Hardest to beat has to be now and then. First steeplechase start, and it's hard to do at Warrnambool, like 19 fences up a hill around down the road. But he's such a quality horse. But I know it's heavy track, but Nishi Arjabu over a short trip, he's got to be respected. So he'll go all right as well. They're the main two for mine. But now and then, the quality horse. He's got a great record.
And tomorrow, you're a big chance to win the feature, another Gallywood, and it's another runner for Patrick Payne, and that's Angel Ology. Coming back after Oakbank, where he was so impressive, and then a tune-up on the flat. How's Angel Ology heading into tomorrow?
Yeah, he's dropped a kilo and a half from Oakbank. Patrick Payne, he's just a master at getting these horses back every year and improving. And this is a horse that was going great last year, and he's improved again. So, he's probably my best rider the whole week, Angel Ology.
Oh, that's good push. Nice and confident. You've got to face Arch Fire. Will be hard to beat, though.
Arch Fire will be very hard to beat, especially in the wet. At the weight, no Jamie Mott claim, which is handy. Won't be much in it, for sure.
And then the big one of the day is, of course, the Grand Annual on Thursday. Is this the strongest or one of the strongest Grand Annuals you've ever seen?
Yeah, certainly the most even Grand Annual I've probably ever seen. Like, every horse has got a serious case. And I think it's going to be an absolute bog, so I've gone with the ex-Kiwi, I'll Have a Half, who is just one of the most amazing wet trackers. So that's lent me towards riding him over No Song, No Supper, which was a really difficult decision because Patrick Payne's so loyal to me. But he's got a winnable weight, and one thing about the Grand Annual, you've just got to have a decent ride in it, and you're as good a chance as any. It's not a matter of just getting on the favourite and going cantering around. There's a lot to the race, as you can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mate, you've got a chance to bring home the three features over the next 3 days, and also maybe have a winner yourself as a trainer. Is this going to be a different carnival for you when you get off the horse at the end of the day? Not so much social activity because you're looking after your own horses?
Yeah, definitely. My partner Jess Barton, which is, you know, my assistant trainer really, and so lucky to have her getting the horses ready and things like that. But it's just an exciting to have our first runner over jumps and quarter brother to Bash Boy, and I just hope he runs to his best in a competitive race.
Steve, good luck today and over the 3 days. I'm sure it's going to be another successful Warrnambool Carnival for yourself.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.